We see, looking at the window located in the meeting room, at the west end of the north aisle, the war memorial, either side of which is the roll of honour of the fallen during World War I. It is interesting to note the number of men from this small town who died in the service of their country, and the number of medals they were awarded. Later, on our tour, we will see evidence of two men who won the Victoria Cross. The dates displayed, 1914 to 1919, have been queried from time to time, but they are technically correct, because the peace treaty was not signed until several months after the 11th of November 1918.
We are extremely fortunate to have so many high-quality windows in our church, and whilst we have the need to protect them from vandals by fitting mesh to the outside, it has done little to diminish their dramatic effect when viewed from the inside of the building. All the windows are the subject of a study by Mr. Ken Goodyear, a local historian. Apart from their beauty and decoration, windows were also used to teach stories from the Bible in the early days of the church, when very few parishioners would have the ability to read the scriptures for themselves. As we move further along the windows of the north aisle, we have four more windows to admire. The first, depicting St. Barnabas and a Christian warrior, is by Rupert Corbould. The next three are by Edward Byrne Jones, and their subjects are the Virgin Mary and St. John, St. Paul and St. Thomas, Enoch, David and Elijah.
On a brass plaque below these windows is a dedication to one of the two Victoria Cross holders remembered in the church. He was Christopher Bushell, VC and DSO, who died in the First World War, and was the son of Reginald Bushell, who was mentioned earlier with reference to the Tower Gates.
At the east end of the north aisle, we have a quiet corner that provides a chapel dedicated to St. Nicholas, patron saint of sailors and youth. On view in this area are artefacts taken from the Falkland Chapel that was once situated on HMS Plymouth before it was scrapped. This area now provides a place of comfort in the north of England for the families of those who lost their lives in the Falkland campaign. The artefacts include the cross and candlesticks from the ship's altar, four brass plates inscribed with the names of the fallen, eight shields showing the crests of the eight ships sunk during the Falklands crisis, and a brass plate that had been mounted on the chapel doorway of HMS Plymouth.